Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mouse Ears Podcast, where we talk about all things travel, but mostly Disney. Brought to you by Fairy Tale Journeys Travel.
Happy Thursday or happy Monday to all of our listeners out there. This is Stephanie, one of your hosts for this evening, and with me today I have Brooks. How are you, Brooks?
Howdy ho, neighbors. I'm doing well.
It is just the two of us today on the Mouse Ears Podcast. Kelton is out of the office, but that's okay. We have such a fun topic to discuss today, and that is the Walt Disney World Disney Springs overview. Now, those of you that have been listening to us from day one know that we can talk about Disney for hours. So maybe it's a good thing he's not here so we can try and keep this episode within an hour, especially because we have such a long list of new news. I don't know about you, Brooks, but goodness, every week I feel like I've been saying it over and over again. We have so much new news. There's been so many things that I've been dropping, and we don't even cover it all on this podcast because, again, it's just so much. But honestly, it's really exciting. I feel for any of our listeners and clients, it gives them an idea of all the things to look forward to for their vacation. So without further ado, Brooks, you want to take the new news?
Yes, I will. My voice is a little gone, so I'm not going to do a broadcaster's voice tonight. And I don't know if I could keep it even for that long because, like Steph said, we have a lot of new news to go over. So just the highlights, because like she said, we can't cover all the news. But starting off with the new news, we have Moana 2 is debuting in theaters on November 27th, 2024. And I, for one, I am very excited for that. And then
I wasn't expecting that. Honestly, that was a nice.
So I know they said that it was releasing late 2024, but you have Inside Out 2 coming out in June, and now Moana 2 coming out November. Big year for Disney Animation. And then keep it on with animation that is related to Disney. We have Star Wars Tales of the Empire will release 6 episodes on Disney Plus on May the 4th. Be with you. And then we're not just talking about new releases coming out. Well, this is kind of a new release. It's a new promo release for Disney Visa card members. Starting Tuesday, April 9th, Disney Visa card members can get a free dining plan on select arrivals in July, September, and December of this year, 2024, when they book a non-discounted 4-night, 4-day, or longer Walt Disney Travel Company package with park hopper option. I know that's a little bit of a mouthful, but for more details or to get on a wait list, contact your favorite FTJ agent or visit fairytalejourneys.com and fill out a form for a free quote, or contact Kelton, Steph, or myself. And then it wasn't just Disney that released news. Universal announced their Halloween Horror Night dates for 2024. Yes. From August 30th to November 3rd, 2024, you will have 33 opportunities to indulge in this exclusive event at Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida. Tickets and packages are on sale now. So again, get with your favorite FTJ agent or fill out a no obligation quote form at, say with me folks, fairytalejourneys.com to get started on booking a fearful vacation. And then our poor AP annual pass holders, we finally got some good news. VI pass holder days are returning to Walt Disney World next month from May 1st to June 26th. More details are coming on a limited time magnet lounge discounts and more. So stay tuned for that. And then this huge news that came out at the time of this recording on April 4th, Walt Disney Imagineering premiered the first episode of a new YouTube series titled We Call It Imagineering. For those interested in learning more about some of the masterminds behind whole lands, attractions, parks galore, this is surely the show for you. In its first episode, Disney gave viewers a sneak peek into the advanced audio animatronics coming soon to Tiana's Bayou Adventure, opening in Magic Kingdom sometime this summer. And then also, did you catch a glimpse of the Tropical Americas model for the Dino Land USA Imagineering? It's sad that Dino Land is going away, but looking at the models, it looks pretty cool. Disney has now officially confirmed this retheming and expansion is in the works. And speaking of expansions, Magic Kingdom expansion permits have been submitted. What does this mean? Our guess is that we will soon find out during this year's D23 event as to what the expansion beyond Big Thunder Mountain could include. Do we mention that this has the possibility to be the largest Magic Kingdom expansion to date? That is huge. And they're talking about including, I think, Encanto, Coco, and Villains, from what I've heard.
So, plot twist, that blue sky concept beyond, Big Thunder Mountain to include those potentially three quote unquote lands kind of low key got scratched.
Oh,
because of the Tropical Americas reimagining over at Animal Kingdom. So that blue concept came before the idea of creating Encanto. Thank you. It's the C's that got me. Encanto to Animal Kingdom. And so, yes, we now know that the reimagining includes Encanto and Indiana Jones. So there's still potential for bringing in Coco and a Villains Land to Beyond Frontierland in Magic Kingdom. But the reality is the Imagineers had to go back into the drawing board and figure out what they're going to do next, for real. But at least we're taking the first steps, and that's submitting those permits. So we know that Disney definitely is going to come out with some huge, huge news for us, for the fans, for the guests in some near future. And I'm really excited, especially since I will be at D23 on that Saturday when it comes to talking about, the future of attractions, theme parks, and so on. So hopefully I'll be able to get all that new news right from the source day of.
Oh, yeah. So, and then continuing starting tomorrow, as of this recording, April 5th, so it would have already happened, Disneyland's Space Mountain will transform into Hyperspace Mountain for a limited time. This temporary overlay will include projections of TIE fighters, X-Wings, and a Star Destroyer while jamming out to the well-known Star Wars theme song. This is part of the larger Season of the Force event that is running from April 5th to June 2nd. In addition, Disneyland will have a special fireworks show seen from Galaxy's Edge called Fire of the Rising Suns.
Moons.
These are only two of the many more Star Wars experiences throughout the parks that guests will be able to enjoy. I'm still waiting for them to bring Hyperspace Mountain to Disney World.
Tell me about it. Not only that, but remember, they get Mandalorian and Grogu walking around. We don't get that over at Magic Kingdom. They're getting all those fun popcorn buckets. I hope we get one of them at least, because they're getting like two or three. Yeah.
Preach.
And why are they getting a whole season? What are we getting? I haven't heard much at Walt Disney World. I mean, listen, is this awesome? Am I really excited Disneyland's doing some stuff? Of course, absolutely. You know, I'm a little upset because I'm going to be going to Disneyland in August and this ends June 2nd. But, you know, I really, really love that Disney is embracing Star Wars culture.
Oh, yeah.
And making it a huge thing beyond just on May 4th. So
be with
that's
you.
Pretty cool.
And then, speaking of Disneyland, lastly, if you're a fan of Pandora and Animal Kingdom or the Avatar movies, then you will want to stay tuned as more news on the Avatar experience coming to Disneyland Resort will begin to surface as the company begins the Disneyland Resort expansion in the foreseeable future. That is a mouthful of new news.
I know. And honestly, if I were to give in my two cents about all of this, what's really, really exciting to me is, you know, people are upset or people are worried. What does the future of Disney hold with Epic Universe opening up next summer? The reality is, though, is Disney has been sprinkling in new things almost every year for the past few years with new stuff. What seems to be like every month we have something new, whether it's a show, a ride, you know, specialty this, do that, that, da 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 da, dee da do do, wah. So, and now, yes, we're not hearing anything about a fifth gate, but Disneyland getting an expansion, Magic Kingdom getting an expansion, Dinoland getting a complete and new overhaul. The Epcot walls are coming down. I mean, there has been so much to look forward to and that we have looked forward to over a large period of time where I can't say the same with Universal. There's a reason all of the new news, or I want to say maybe 90% of the new news is Disney related. It's not because we love Disney. It's because they're constantly putting out stuff. And again, this isn't even covering everything. So, right. You know, I just wanted to sprinkle some positivity out there. Like, yes, we've got an entirely new park, probably the first, it is the first park that we have seen brand new in a really long time over in Orlando. But Disney has continuously done things to keep us going back and experiencing new things. So, you know, whether it's a Disneyland Resort expansion or a Animal Kingdom refurbishment.
Or Kelton's favorite reimagining of Country Bear Jamboree.
There's just a lot. There truly is. It shouldn't go unnoticed is what I'm trying to say. So I'm excited. I hope that they're continuing to make original content, both, you know, at the parks, movies, you name it. Yeah, just to keep us on our toes. Mm-hmm. That'd be great.
They definitely do that.
Yeah, right? So to start diving into today's episode, the meat of it, Disney Springs. You know, when I think about Disney Springs, I always think of it as like my rest day when I'm going to Walt Disney World. I'm not going to the parks this day. I'm just having a leisure walk. Food is definitely on my mind. you know, it's always something too that we used to do when I was a young girl. We used to do it on the very last day. So there was no park on this day. And we were always so sad to be leaving. But it was like our last little piece of magic before we left. You know, left Walt Disney World, left our vacation. And I would remember spending hours at the Disney store there because of it. You know, and there's Stitch and there's all the plushes and everything. It was Disney Springs. I know it's the name Disney Springs is new. And I mean, new from 2016. But just that whole area, I feel like it's something that people should never overlook when they go to Walt Disney World. And, you know, I love Disney. Well, So does Brooke. So does Kelton. And we want to say that we know a lot, but there's so much. There's so much history. There's so much little details and things that we don't know. And let me tell you, I had so much fun reading up on the history of Disney Springs because I did not know remotely half of the stuff that I learned. And so I'm really excited to dive deep into this episode. But first, I want to share a little bit of the history of Disney Springs. So originally having opened in March of 1975, only 4 years after Magic Kingdom opened, Disney Springs was first known as Lake Buena Vista Shopping Village. Talk about a mouthful, right? The marketplace in Disney Springs has been around since the beginning and used to include a wine cellar, tobacco shop, pharmacy, pet store, and more. That doesn't sound like anything like what we have now, does it?
Why can't they bring back the pharmacy? I mean, I could get a job there so easy.
That would be awesome, right? 2 years after it opened, Disney changed its name to Walt Disney World Village. Still long, but improving, right? When the 80s rolled around, the name changed yet again to Disney Village Marketplace. This transformation continued into the 90s and brought about major brand names like Rainforest Cafe, Lego, and Pleasure Island. This expansion, which was strictly an adults-only area filled with nightclubs and bars, was super popular when it first came about. But alas, Pleasure Island and its 6 nightclubs closed in 2008 to make way for what is now known as The Landing. But before then, in 1997, Disney announced another name change. Disney Village Marketplace was now named Downtown Disney. This downtown area was now made up of Pleasure Island, the Marketplace, and the new West Side. Many of us remember Downtown Disney fondly, especially the McDonald's next to the Lego store, since this version lasted until March 2013. Do you remember that, McDonald's? No? Mm-mm. Oh my gosh. When I tell you, almost every single time we would go to Downtown Disney, we would end up at McDonald's, always getting the Happy Meals, playing there, then going to Lego, and then going back. And I remember, like, my family, when we would go, half of my family would stay at McDonald's and, like, relax, while me, a family member, cousin, whomever, would always have to run me back and forth from the Lego store to McDonald's because I always wanted to eat and play and eat and play. So that's the Downtown Disney I remember fondly.
So fun fact, I have never been in that Lego store.
What?
Every time I've gone, especially with Ellie, I'm like, I don't want to fight kids with Ellie in my arms and her destroy a display or something.
You'll eventually get there. Oh, yeah. It's inevitable. Especially is that's been there for, when did I say that got there? It's been there since the 90s. Mm-hmm. So it's been there for a long time, and I loved always seeing the different Lego sculptures that they had, the dragon in the water. Iconic. So we just left off that this version of Downtown Disney lasted until March 2013. Disney once again was ready for a reimagining, and thus came about Disney Springs and its expansion. This area was described by Disney as a comfortable space where families can enjoy time together and instantaneously feel right at home. Sounds like Disney, right?
Mm-hmm.
The reimagining brought 75 more dining, shopping, and entertainment venues for a total of more than 150 locations.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. This expansion took a total of 3 years to build and covered over 120 acres. Disney Springs, as we know it, with the exception of a few changes, officially opened in May of 2016. So, Brooks, did you know any of that by any chance? Because I surely did not.
So, interesting enough, a lot of my information, especially with like Downtown Disney, because I went in 2004 and again in 2005, And then I didn't go again until after it was Disney Springs in 2017. But a lot of my knowledge of the like downtown Disney, because also you have like the big like kids center that was like the arcade and everything, is actually from, there's this set of books called The Kingdom Keepers. And I've talked about it before, and it's a young adult's book, kind of like Percy Jackson, and some may say Harry Potter. I feel like Harry Potter is for all ages. But Kingdom Keepers follows a group of kids that basically become, that are guides in Disney World. They become like holograms that they fight villains. There's like seven books, but one of them involves downtown Disney. And so that's where actually I learned a lot of my knowledge about the old iterations of downtown Disney. It's actually from those books, because they actually worked a lot with Imagineers to put in little details and everything to make it as accurate as possible. But I didn't realize how many restaurants and stores are down there now. I certainly didn't know that it covered over 120 acres. That is insane.
That is a lot. Well, you know, I'm looking at the map as we're talking. I mean, they've got three parking garages, and I don't know how much more parking around the area that isn't a garage. I mean, it's massive. And then, you know, it's on a lake, one of the many lakes on Disney property. It's huge. It's huge. I mean, again,
you have the resort. You even have the resorts around there, like the a lot of those Disney Vacation Club resorts are.
Yeah, you got Disney Saratoga Springs Resort and Spa. Yeah. You got Port Orleans, all of which you can access Disney Springs via boat. And that's not even including all the Good Neighbor hotels, but those you cannot access via boat. But yeah, there's a lot going on around.
Well, it depends on how hard it rains.
There you go. I like the jokes. So, let's see. Disney Springs mainly consists of four sections. You've got the Marketplace, you've got the Landing, you've got Town Center, and you've got the West Side, or considered just West. No, West Side, that's what it's called. So, from the history lesson we had, you know that the Marketplace and the Landing and West Side have been around for a while. They've just definitely, you know, developed over time. I want to say that the Marketplace is probably what I consider to be the quote-unquote oldest area that I associate from Disney Springs past. You know, that's where you'll find the Disney store. You'll find the Lego over there. You'll find, well, there's a bunch of stuff. You even have the Christmas shop over there. Well, there's just a lot, right? Then the Landing is, I guess, predominantly restaurants. I mean, there's restaurants scattered everywhere, but that is very restaurant heavy. Town Center is very store heavy, and that would be considered like the newest area. And then West Side, that used to be Pleasure Island. And now it's a really cool, funky place. That's where you're going to find your Cirque du Soleil, your House of Blues, your bowling alley, several different locations to eat and shop. You got the Star Wars store there. Heck, you even have a soccer store there. And you have access to the, oh, what's the hot air balloon called? The Aero, oh, gosh.
Aerofile.
Thank you. Fun fact, did you know that that is considered the tallest attraction in all of Walt Disney World?
I believe it.
So there is so much that Disney Springs has to offer. We were talking about it before, like, we could not believe the amount of restaurant stores and entertainment locations. So we decided, let's try and see how many restaurants, whether it's table service, quick service, lounges, we can name. You want to try? You want to try and see how many? and then we'll tell our audience, even if we don't get through all the ones we can't remember, just a few, then we'll let the audience know just how many there are in total. Because that number was astounding to me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's insane.
So let's just go back and forth. Let's see how many we can come up with. All right. I'll go first. Rainforest Cafe.
Deluxe Burger.
Blaze Pizza.
Earl of Sandwich.
Morimoto.
Wolfgang Puck.
Oh, that's a good one. Chef Art Smith's Homecoming.
Ooh. Gideon's Bakehouse.
Always full, right? Paddlefish.
Boathouse.
The T-Rex one.
Is it called? Which is T-Rex, yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, man. Why am I...
Jane, put
Raglan,
on the spot.
Raglan Road.
That's a good one. House of Blues.
I forgot that they had a restaurant there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Do you want a hint?
Sure.
Okay.
No. Oh, Edison.
Polite Pig.
Oh, I forgot. Polite Pig.
Think about your favorite coffee.
Joffrey's.
They have a Joffrey's location there. I buy coffee there, like bags mm-hmm. and Keurig cups. They also have the new Summer House location there. Summer House on the Lake, I think is what it's called.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Starbucks.
It is a quick service location. They also have the Splitsville. I'm pretty sure that is not the full name, but that's a bowling alley and restaurant.
Oh, if you're going there, I'm going with the movie theater because it's a dine-in movie theater.
I did not
AMC.
Know that.
Yep.
I did not know that. Oh, that's a good one. The Chicken Guy.
How did I know you were going with the Chicken Guy?
Yum. I love it.
Oh, the one. It's one of the little kiosks, but the Daily Poutine. Kelsey would never.
Yes.
Kelsey would never let me stop there.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I'm starting to draw blanks now. Let's see. I'm looking at the map without any names on it. Maria and Enzo. Great pizza.
Enzo's Hideaway.
There you go. What's the Mexican one called? Do you know? No. Okay. So there's a Mexican restaurant.
Frontera?
No, that's the Italian one.
Oh.
I will tell you in just a second. Paradiso 37, Taste of the Americas. I have never eaten there, ever. But I hear they've got great happy hour. On that note, you said, which one did you say?
It's like Frontera.
Frontera, like, I think. Frontera. Yeah, something like that. Okay. Wine Bar George. I've never eaten there. I've heard nothing but phenomenal stuff about it, too.
Oh, man. They have several churro places. Churro kiosk.
Sunshine Churro? Have you tried it?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so every single time we go to Disney Springs, Michael and I are like, yes, we're going to go. I don't know what happens, but we never end up making it over there.
Well, I always want to get one, but...
Yeah, and they're so fun. Like, they have all kinds of flavors. They've got, like, when they change them seasonally, they'll have like Oreo, they'll have like strawberry cheesecake, they've had dulce de leche. I mean, they have a lot of fun and they look so good. Yeah, haven't tried it yet, but they do follow me on my FTJ page.
Hey, there you mm-hmm. go.
All right, you said Sunshine Churro. Goodness. What's the one hangar? The hangar jock, Lindsay. Oh God, Lindsay jock. Ah! Hold on,
Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar. Gosh, that one threw me for a loop.
Planet Hollywood.
Oh, that's the one I was going to say next. Coca-Cola right across from it.
That's the one I was going to say next.
I'm running out of places that Sprinkles. I can think of. Oh, good one.
I actually got a video last time doing the ATM.
Yeah?
So.
Oh, that's cool. I want to see that. Can you post it on the Facebook?
Yeah.
Do that. Yes. Okay. City Works? Is that the burger one? Ooh, let me verify that. Where's the mappies? I cannot work this map to save my life. It is... Where is it? Can't find it. Why can't I find it? City Works Eatery and Poorhouse. They do have a great selection of beers there, I will say.
I feel like we're starting to run out.
Hey, we can call it quits and just tell the audience how many there are.
Because
we'll be here for a while. That's how many they are.
Everglades. I got to talk about donuts.
Fair enough. I will mention Jaleo.
And I think we should stop there.
I agree. Well, because the thing is, we've mentioned a lot of restaurants, but a lot of these restaurants have like their quick service version. And those names aren't as easy to remember as the main restaurant location. So for all of our listeners... I don't know if you are keeping track with how many we said, because I surely did not. There are 69 table service, quick service, lounges, and others located inside Disney Springs.
And they just opened a brand new one. Is
the Eat? Summer House.
No, oh, Eat.
Yeah, that one too. That was the Indian Manit, cuisine.
Yeah, Manit. I don't want to pronounce the last name because I'm going to mispronounce it.
I won't do it. But so I don't know about you, but I definitely did not expect it to be that high. And I'm pretty sure, you know, and it'll continue to expand.
Yeah. And because I think afterwards I looked at when we talked about all the numbers, I was looking at them. One of the places that it has is just food trucks.
Oh,
so it changes.
So, gosh, I just forgot one big one. Can't believe I forgot this one. Hero Deli. How could we forget that one? And I'm pretty sure I butchered the name, but it doesn't matter.
Ghirardelli.
There you go.
Yeah.
Next to the Disney store. That's been there from like day one almost.
Back when you used to be able to get the free chocolate.
Chocolates. Yes.
Do they still do that anymore? I don't think they do.
I don't know. I do know, though.
I think after COVID, they stopped it.
Maybe. I do know if you do stay on Disney property, you do get a little coupon booklet. And in that coupon booklet, you get coupons for a good majority of these sit-down restaurants. Mm-hmm. And some of the quick services, one of them is Ghirardelli. I feel like it sounds so weird if I go Ghirardelli. It just doesn't roll off the tongue for me.
Ghirardella.
I have a hard time with that one. It's the age. Moving on to stores. There are 95 stores, pavilions, pop-ups, and more. I really feel like this really spiked when they created the town center portion.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they are Uniqlo. You got Lululemon and Kate Spade and Columbia and Rolex. And, oh, my gosh. The
Sugar Boo.
Zara. I mean, the it's endless. The stores are endless. And they are constantly changing, too. And by constantly changing, I mean some stores close, others open. You kind of do have a consistency with the ones that are there. But you never know. I think they just announced that they were going to close one or two of the stores and a new, you know, chain or brand was going to come in. Company, what you call it. So, you know, it's really cool. And it's always packed. People actually shop here. It's not you know, people just go and sightsee. People genuinely go shopping here.
And I feel like it's not just guests. It's locals.
Oh yeah.
They like will go and like that's their shopping
for both stores and meals.
Yeah.
And you know, notice that none of those stores have like any real association with Disney. You've got the massive Disney store, and it is mm-hmm. a beautiful Disney store, but that's in an entirely different location within Disney Springs. So there's a lot that is offered, and we haven't even talked about the entertainment. There are 25 attractions, shows, and events throughout Disney Springs. Some of the ones that we've talked about is Cirque du Soleil, House of Blues. They do concerts there. They've got the bowling alley. They've got the Aerofile, the hot air balloon. What else do they have? I don't even know.
Movie theater.
They've got the car that goes onto the water from, is that Paddlefish? No, that's Boathouse. No? Mm-hmm.
That's Boathouse.
Boathouse, right? And it goes out. That's an attraction of itself. There's like just so many things that Disney offers. Bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And as if there isn't enough to do at Disney Springs on your off day, they also have special events. I mentioned concerts. Obviously, those are changing all the time. They also have the Christmas tree stroll during the holidays. And that's always a lot of fun. They've changed it a couple times where they sometimes section off an area and they have the Christmas trees in representation of a variety of different Disney movies. But they've also done like stroll where there are these Christmas trees, again, that are based on Disney movies. And they're just scattered throughout Disney Springs. You get a little booklet and you get to like check off that you've seen them all. And there's like a prize at the end. And those are all just some of the many things offered at Disney Springs. In all of this, we've talked about how big. There's 120 acres, right? There's over 150 venues and locations and shopping and dining and yada, yada, yada. You're probably thinking, is this place difficult to navigate? Yes and no.
Yeah.
Yes and no. You know, I'm someone who frequent, and so I can navigate to an extent, but it's hard to really understand where you're situated half the time because there are so many different paths. It's not like one straight walkway that connects everything. There's a lot of different ways to get to different locations and ups and downs and stairs and turns, and it can be very confusing. One of those things that can make it confusing is the parking garages. So they go based off of like the lime parking garage and the orange parking garage. And you're like, well, where are these located? Where does it dump me? You're not really thinking about, like, you're not looking at a map when you're driving. You're just like, where can I park the fastest? And those parking garages are always, always full. And these are for people that are driving, okay? You're not driving, you're staying on property, you have the wonderful perk of either taking a bus, you can walk there, you can take a boat, and you can also ride share. Again, another amazing reason why you should stay on Disney properties, specifically Disney resorts, as the parking and the transportation is included, right? But back to what I was saying, you're not looking at a map of where you're going when you're driving. You're just like, hey, I need a parking garage and I need to get Disney Springs, right? So when you're thinking orange, lime, you don't care. You're just trying to park and you don't understand where you're situated. Do you go left? Do you go right? Are you meeting with a group? Where is this group located? What's the fastest way to get there? It is tricky. So the way that it's shaped, it's
like a U kind of horseshoe. Yeah, not a horseshoe, but like a elongated crescent. U shape. Yeah, crescent.
Yes. And it's along this lake. So it's, again, it would seem like it's a straight shoot, but there's a jillion different paths. Okay. And there's so many stores and there's so many restaurants, it can seem a little overwhelming. And not only that, but you have bridges too. So you might have like an easy way to get here. So when you're at Disney Springs, I recommend, you know, having your My Disney Experience app pulled up. You know, Brooks, you mentioned this in a previous episode when we discussed like some of the perks or some of the benefits of understanding the My Disney Experience and using it properly. And one of them was the direction feature. So if you don't know how to get to home, you know, Chef Smith's Homecoming, because that's tucked away in the middle, kind of away from everything,
mm-hmm.
you know, wherever you are, you can plug it in and the app will tell you how to get there. They do have some, what's those things called? Like the directories scattered throughout. They don't have like a physical map that I can remember. Maybe they do have a physical map. I really can't remember if they do. But my point is you'll want a little bit of guidance. If you wander and that's just like what you're trying to do, you know, have at it. But if you're going for a specific reason, a reservation or something, I definitely recommend sticking with a map at My Disney Experience and maybe checking it beforehand too, so you can kind of have an idea. Because again, there are so many locations. Like if you don't zoom in, you know, far enough on the map, you're just going to see a bunch of pin drops everywhere and you're not going to know where you're going. So the map can be a little bit complicated because there's a lot that is jam-packed in this location. But at the same time, too, once you understand Disney Springs, you're good to go. Hours of operation. Remember, this is a place that both locals and traveling guests visit. You don't need a park ticket. You don't need to pay for parking. It is free to enter. And it's open Monday through Sunday. However, from at this point in time of recording, this is spring 2024, Sunday through Thursday, operating hours is 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday through Saturday, it's 11 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. So something to keep in mind. If you're staying on property, remember those buses still run until 1 hour after this area closes. Otherwise, you will need to get rideshare. So Brooks, mm-hmm. let me ask you this now. What is your favorite memory at Disney Springs, if you have one? I'm sorry for putting you on the spot, but roll with it.
So I have a few, actually. I definitely remember first going to Disney Springs. It was our trip in 2004. I've talked about that trip quite a bit. Especially going into World of Disney for the first time. I had never, the town I grew up in, we didn't have a Disney store. That was the first time I had ever really been in a store just for Disney. And I remember like going into a room, I think it was just like almost all coffee mugs. And my brother got him getting two coffee mugs from that weekend. He still has one that he frequently drinks out of to this day in 2024, so 20 years later. And I have one that I frequently drink out of. One of them was back before they had Galaxy's Edge and Batu, you would have Star Wars Weekend in Hollywood Studios or MGM Studios. And they would have Star Wars Weekend merchandise typically in May for May the 4th, be with you. And there's a recreation for Star Wars Weekend in 2004. It's recreation of the New Hope. I think it's the New Hope with Luke holding the lightsaber and Princess Leia on his leg. but it's Mickey holding the lightsaber and Minnie holding on to his leg. And it's a giant mug and Star Wars Weekend 2004. And so I had that mug and the other one that he still kept. If he ever gets rid of it, I'm claiming dibs on it. But it is a Donald Duck mug from the Philhar Magic, and it, where the scene where Donald Duck crashes through the brick and it's his head sticking out. That really stands out. And again, just going through there at night, hearing live music. And then another one of my favorite memories is from this last trip, taking Ellie. It's the first time her really kind of noticing everything. Of course, like the first time we took her, she gravitated towards like this little goofy figurine that hooks on. But when we walked into the stores right at opening, they started clapping and she's just kind of waving like, they're clapping for me. That was just a really cool little thing. But it's Disney's unofficial fifth gate. There you can make so many memories at Disney Springs. But Steph, what are some of your favorite memories at Disney Springs?
I kind of mentioned it earlier with, you know, the McDonald's that they used to have when it was downtown Disney. I just always remember that. As far as like other fond memories, yikes, I don't know. I really don't know, because, you know, it's always a fun time at Disney Springs. Maybe when I went to Disney Springs the weekend it opened, right after COVID, like, you know, COVID, everyone was in lockdown. I remember just being so antsy to go to the Disney parks because it was closed for so long. And the first thing that they opened was Disney Springs. So I ended up bolting there and back the same day, just to be able to walk outside and just feel like some semblance of normalcy. But it was like one of the first times I had actually gone out other than like a grocery store or something. And had to wear a mask the entire time. And I would try and grab a drink or a food item. And like, you couldn't do sit down. It was just like quick grab and go type things. And not everything had opened. But just you had to like down with your mask, eat. You had to be stationary, put it back up. But it was, again, it was like that opening back up weekend. Nothing else was open at Walt Disney World. So it was empty. It was so rad to see it like that, where you can just walk and no one's around you. Of course, at the time too, it's like freaked out, where it's like you don't want to be around a lot of people. But I think just like that was an interesting experience. Another really fun one was being able to do the Christmas tree stroll. Back a few years ago, pre-COVID, they had a section just like taped off towards the marketplace area, and they had all the trees back there, and it was just like a maze. And you're just walking and seeing all the trees. It's just like that ooh and ah and oh, it's just so great. It's really just awesome over there. I don't know, like it's just like I feel like every trip I have like one particular memory that just stands out. Like a particular place that I go to, maybe spend a little bit longer, or a restaurant that I try. So it's just cool because like we've mentioned over and over again in this episode that there's just a lot. And you mentioned something earlier about, you know, the Disney store and being surrounded by mugs. Unless you've been to Disney Springs back in the day, downtown Disney or the Villages, so on and so forth, you may or may not know that that store has undergone a bunch of different renovations. And I'm not talking about like just a couple things. I'm talking like moving everything around, walls going up, walls going down. Like I particularly remember always going with my family when we were younger, and when I was younger, and going to like the jewelry section. and it was an entire like just sectioned off area where you could walk around, and it didn't have as much merch. Like, it was massive, but you weren't crowded with, you know, merch and shelves and this and that. You could walk around very easily, see things, and it wasn't, you know, like I said, wasn't crowded. And that was how the jewelry section was. You had all these like stands all over, but with a good distance in between, and you just like spend so long just like going through all the different jewelries and turning it, and then just go to the next one and turning. And I remember always wanting to buy Disney jewelry every time I went with my family. So that's another really fond memory. But also just Disney Springs has just changed so much. Names, just the expansion, the renovation of stores. But you've got a few core that have been there from the beginning. Maybe they've changed a little bit, but, you know, they're essential to what you associate Disney Springs with.
One thing I would say I kind of miss is the NBA experience. I miss that.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. I never did it.
I grew up playing basketball all the time. So that was a cool thing. And
did you ever check out the one that they had before? It was like Disney Quest or something. I can't remember for the life of me. I can imagine the building and the colors and like the Mickey shape head. I think it was Mickey Quest. I can't remember.
It's either Mickey Quest or Disney Quest.
Yes, Disney Quest.
I unfortunately did not, but I read about it a lot in the Kingdom Keepers series. They covered it quite a bit. It was a hot spot.
So do you think that turning that into Coca-Cola? Wait, no. Right now, there's nothing right there, right?
I don't think there's anything.
Yeah, there's nothing. There's nothing going on right there. I was thinking it was the Coca-Cola. See, this is why the map is helpful. I don't think they've done anything new there.
They're definitely following Walt Disney's dream of it's never finished.
This is true. I think we've talked about this. Maybe not. It'd be so cool if they did like an escape room to replace that, because I feel like that's such a big thing.
So they used to have, it wasn't an escape room, but they used to have like a virtual reality section. Like, it was right off from World of Disney. And I remember, I think it was in 2017 or 2000. Yeah, it was in 2017. I remember seeing it, and I was going, and I tried to convince my wife, Kelsey, to let me do it. And she finally said, okay, I'll just go sit out here while you go do that. And I had missed like the cutoff for the next one, and it was going to be like 45 minutes before the next game or whatever. Aww. And I'm like, okay, I won't do it. And then it was gone next time I went.
Oh, well, we talked about it in the previous episode. Universal has their escape rooms. I think, you know, not that they need to have the same things, but
Disney themed escape rooms would be amazing.
I think so. I think it'd be a lot of fun. But anyways, so I think it's that time where we discuss what special tips and notes we have as travel agents for our listeners and guests to the parks or to Disney Springs. Brooks, what do you have for our lovely audience?
So a couple of tips I have, and it's pretty similar to, I feel like, a tip I give all my clients or anyone I've talked to that's thinking of going to Disney. Like, we've spent an exorbitant amount of time talking about all the stuff you can do at Disney Springs, but take your time, enjoy being there, because there is so much to take in. And like, just, and I said before, it's like Disney's unofficial fifth park, because there is so much to do. You can grab a quick bite to eat. You can do stuff with the kids. You can get souvenirs and get your shopping done. But it's just take your time, enjoy it. It's a good place to go. Either if you get in like late afternoon to take in before hitting the parks the next day, or we always use it as a send off for our trip. And then also another tip I have is you are going to go through security just like you're going through with the other parks. It doesn't take typically as long because it's not usually as long of a line, but they are going to check the strollers. They are going to do the bags. So try to, especially with me, I usually have my DJI camera with me. We have our phones or a battery pack. Those can set them off if you keep them in your book bag. So I get my security pass through down usually by the end of the trip of holding all my stuff that has batteries in one hand. I go through sideways holding the bag with the other hand and go through. So you are going to go through security, but it doesn't take nearly as long unless for some reason it's just insanely packed and it may take you 10 or 15 minutes to go through.
Like Friday nights or Saturday nights. That's typically when it's really busy. But is that everything or did you want to add anything more?
No, that's it. Steph, what tips do you have?
Two, I guess. And I had forgot about the security, so thank God you brought that up. Number one is Disney Springs. I mentioned it. You don't have to pay for parking. You don't have to pay to get in. So what does that mean? Is a lot of people go. Not just people that are visiting Walt Disney World for vacation, but also locals. So my biggest tip is if you plan on eating at Disney Springs at a sit-down restaurant, please do yourself a favor and make that reservation. And there are plenty of places at Disney Springs that sell out other reservations very quickly. I'm talking, at the 60-day mark. So keep your eyes peeled. I mean, if you are trying to make last-minute reservations, they do happen, especially with a two-hour cancellation policy. But plan ahead if you're trying to go with the intention of eating and having, especially if you're a big party. That'll make it that much harder. And there's a lot of people in big groups. So that's my number one tip. Number two, we kind of briefly mentioned how like there really is so much to do. You have restaurants, you got stores, you got entertainment, you got special events. Well, one of the things that I guess isn't so easy to come upon is the art store that's all the way in the back of the marketplace. I'm talking about past the Star Wars store, past the Christmas shop, tucked in the back is this art store. And what's so cool is you have art pieces from a huge variety of artists from Disney's fine arts collection. And typically, I don't know if it's every day or most days during the week, during the day, they'll have an artist that they're showcasing for that week or for a few days. And this artist is typically doing live paintings there, interacting with guests, talking to them if they decide to purchase one of his or her artwork. They'll maybe sign it for you, which obviously, will elevate the value of it as well. Plus making memories, you're associating this now new painting with this, awesome experience. This is actually a tip that a friend of mine passed on to me. And like I said, it's not a place that you just easily stumble upon, especially when the parking garages are all the way, in West Side and Town Center. So we're talking marketplace deep in the back. And so I feel like that's like a very cool tip. Like if you're someone who loves and appreciates art, if you're someone who enjoys having conversations with artists and seeing inspiration, this is a really cool place. I love it. I really, really do. I think because I go there, when I go to Disney Springs and I see all the different artworks, I have a new appreciation for art. And they have cool, like, just to kind of round up this topic, they don't just have like original artwork that costs thousands of dollars. They've got prints, they've got small versions, medium versions, big versions. So there's a wide variety of different options available for any kind of budget, right? Like up here, I, for instance, have an Ahsoka little print. I've purchased myself a couple other stuff. And it's just cool. Like I said, it's just if you like to collect things, you know, this is one of those Disney collectibles that are fun and unique, and Disney Springs is where you'll find it, other than like online or at Epcot, but you don't see the artists at Epcot unless it's Festival of the Arts. So those are my two tips. Brooks, is there anything more you want to add before we, you know, say farewell and end this amazing episode?
No, just don't sleep on Disney Springs.
Do not sleep on Disney Springs. Well, I think that about does it for this week's episode of the Mouse Ears Podcast. Join us again next week as we discuss Disneyland's Downtown Disney. They have not received a name change.
I'm looking forward to that one.
You're right. Don't forget to join our Mouse Ears Podcast Facebook group and our TikTok page for all the episode details. If you're interested in having a Fairy Tale Journeys agent book your next trip, visit fairytalejourneys.com and let them know that the podcast sent you. Lastly, if you like listening to us, we'd love for you to leave us a review wherever you listen. Until next time, thanks everyone. Have a good day, have a good night, have a good week. See ya.
Bye everyone.